Good morning, 741 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. Time for our legislative update, and we're once again joined by Representative Dr. Ron Bryce. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, James. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Good to have you on here. And I do want to mention before we get started that if you are interested in talking with the Representative Ron Bryce, then you can give us a call here. 620-251-6909 is the number, the normal open line number. And a good time to get any of your questions asked from the legislative point of view. So again, 620-251-6909. Or 1-800-252-KGGF. Feel free to call in during this segment, and we can get your questions answered. You'll do your best. So, you know, you'll whatever question you might possibly have. But you've been going around, Ron, to a lot of different events, Chamber of Commerce meetings, Montgomery County Action Council. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot going on.
There really is. And I just want to emphasize just how blessed we are to live in this area in the time we are, because there's so many things going on. I was just, I'm as a legislator in the Hershey's Ice Cream and Coffeeville Coffee Company, I'm part of the Cherryville Chamber of Commerce, went to their meeting Wednesday, and they're just doing a lot in Cherryville. People around Coffeeville, Independence, different places, if you get a chance, the Cherry Blossom Festival was a big success this year. They have a great Christmas parade coming on. They decided to have it on December 2nd, so you can go to the Coffeeville Christmas Parade December 1st, and then over to the Cherryville December 2nd, but they're doing great things there. And of course the Bartlett plant is going up, and that's going to hire several people. That's a multi-million dollar project, and if you get a chance, drive over there. You can see the construction now. It looks like huge silos going up, and I know they're proud of that. I was talking with Bill Webster. He's the head of it. And he just the jobs created, the economic impact. It's a soybean crushing facility, as most people would know. And I believe they're going to be having some of the biodiesel here in Coffeeville at the refinery. They're going to start refining that. Of course, Coffeeville Refinery is doing about a $50 million plus expansion for administrative offices and expanding their production over there. And so, you know, there's a lot going on economically in the area, but a lot going on socially. There was a Montgomery County Action Council last evening. I was privileged to be a speaker there, and my good friend Mike Avey, Community State Bank, was given an award. And so he's doing, you know, he's got seven houses, new houses, which is almost unheard of in Coffeeville in recent years, but seven new construction houses going up, and then seven more in the wings after that. And so we're blowing and going. The hospital has a new rural health clinic they're building this fall or spring, and they're going to get started on that. They have two new doctors coming in. And so I was also talking with Mark Hall, the Coffeeville city manager, and he is assuring me, I don't know, James, if you've been around town, you see the pigeons. And the pigeons leave a mess. And so part of that problem is the awnings that are still left over from urban renewal years ago. And he's got a plan together, and he's having those awnings removed. The city will, along with Taylor Crane, local company. And so we're looking forward to getting rid of that problem and developing some life downtown. We're back open at Hershey's after we lost our roof, replaced the roof, back open, serving ice cream, and we're developing the building next door. I don't know if you were around when it was Litwin's.
No, I was not.
Well, J.C. Penney's was across the street next to where the Yoke is now. And we have Hershey's in the old Bowles Jewelry building. And then next to that's the old Litwin's building, which was a clothing store. But more recently, it was Chick's Billiards. And so we're restoring that building. And if one question I've been asking people around town is, if we put a restaurant in one of these buildings, what kind of restaurant does Coffeeville need? And I've had several opinions, but I'm just putting that out there because we want to know what people really want, and we want to work toward that, getting a group together to do that.
Well, I think you've just come up with our question of the day. So I think we'll go ahead and do that. And so you can answer that during open line. So there you go.
Yeah,
get you some more feedback there. And the other thing you brought up, the awnings, and that's something that we've had kind of a lot of mixed response from. I do ask people about that, and I'm like, well, I think people agree, yeah, well, maybe they're not the most the nicest looking things, but they do have a practical purpose. But then again, they do provide some nice shelter for the pigeons to roost underneath.
Yeah.
And so it is a double-edged sword, you know, whereas, you know, yeah, you can walk underneath them during the rain, but then the sidewalk below is, I know you as a business owner, yeah, you have to deal a lot with that. So it's a tough one, and I don't think it's going to completely solve the pigeon thing, but it definitely is going to, I think, make a difference. It's just one of those things where, yeah, it's a difficult situation to know what to do.
Well, you know, I don't recall this personally. I was in Coffeyville, you know, in the 60s and 70s, but I'm told there were, I believe it was one Saturday a month, that the police officers went through downtown and actually shot pigeons.
I've heard similar things like that. Yeah, at least with the air rifles, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that nowadays. But I've been so frustrated a couple times, I almost thought that was a good idea.
Oh, I'm for it. I'd just get rid of them. I mean, good grief.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are also, Mark Hall was saying, and Matt Conger at the city, they have a new grant program. So, you know, part of my passion and what we're doing as in business in Coffeyville is just developing some of these downtown buildings. And there's a $5,000 matching grant, and you can apply for that. That's a fairly new grant. I think you've probably had people on the radio show to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But that's something we're taking advantage of. And I'm just very positive on developing something in downtown Coffeyville. It's been a little bit neglected over the years as the population has gone downward with the flood and different things. But I'm very optimistic. And I was telling my kids recently, you know, if you just stop, you know, we it's easy to complain. And, you know, I'm in politics now, so pretty much people think I'm the sounding board for complaints. But if you really stop and think about it, we are so blessed to live in the place we live and in the time we live. I was telling my kids about 100 years ago, definitely 200 years ago, kings and queens and emperors and people with the most money in the world did not live as good a life as we live here today. We have air conditioning, we have electricity, electric lights, we have microwaves, internet, the cell phones that have basically all the knowledge of mankind in your pocket for instant access. You could push buttons and something will be delivered at your doorstep, whatever you want. It'd be almost magical 100 years ago through Amazon or one of those places. But we just need to, I think, stop sometimes. And it's easy to get caught up in the Democrat versus Republican or the right versus left, and this is bad and that is bad and this problem. But if we stop and think how good we really have it, that I like to encourage people that we need to have an attitude of gratitude, and I just think it's a wonderful time to be here, time to be alive. I was just looking, James, we're in this room broadcasting right now, and 50 years ago, I was also in this same room. My dad had a daily radio broadcast, and I was a little kid, you know, in grade school. I still remember I had a broken arm. Dr. Jewell, I don't know if any of the listeners remember Dr. Jewell. He was an old-time doctor, and he had set my arm, put a cast on it. My dad brought me down here to this room. Rodney Lay was the DJ. I don't know if you know Rodney, but he'd be a good one to have on. He's got some great stories.
Yeah, John had him on a couple weeks ago. We recorded an interview.
Yeah. Did he talk about the underground tunnels at the State Line Road?
People have mentioned that before. I'd be more interested in learning about those.
Yeah, he's really a gold mine of Coffeyville stories. But Rodney was here, and my dad had 11:15 radio show, and so I recorded the intro and the I guess you would say exit out of the show.
Outro, yeah.
Yeah, and I still have a copy of that. I have such a high-pitched voice, I wasn't quite hitting puberty yet. But it brings back memories to be in the same room. This KGGF has just had such a history. I remember I used to build transistor radios. If you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. You know, crystal radio, that sort of thing.
I love crystal radios, mm-hmm. Exactly. And I would get on the roof of our house, probably not too safe, but I'd get on the roof, put up antennas with wire, I'd build radios up on the roof. I love listening to KGGF. And when I got a chance, I'd call in. They played, of course, at the time they were playing the top 40, basically. And my favorite song, I would call in. That would be a good question of the day, too. What's the favorite song from the 70s? But mine was Yellow Submarine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. Beatles, I don't know why. But I just thought of a bunch of people in a yellow submarine, just how fun that would be.
Hey, well, you know, you come full circle now, doing now your radio segment.
I know. But it's just history here, the times we live in, the things that are going on. I'm just very happy to be involved. There's a lot going on in politics, of course. Right now, the session, the legislative session, is over. It basically lasts from January through sometime in April. And so we're very, very busy during that time. This summer and fall, we're going to have some interim committees, which means we're going to go up for a few days on different committees and work on different subjects that might be coming up the next session. I will be on the committee for nursing home reimbursement. And we're going to try, you know, there is a big need for nursing home beds, and the reimbursement for nursing home beds is always a hot topic. And we want to have something that is equitable and that is good for everyone and to support those who are helping the elderly. I know there are about 13 different committees. One of them that has come up from several constituents is they're concerned about our adversaries, national adversaries, purchasing land, especially around military bases. And China, for instance, is one. People's Republic of China, Communist China, they have purchased land in Kansas. There are people rightly concerned about this, and so there's a special committee on foreign adversary investments and land purchases. There's a committee on mental health, and I think Representative Doug Blex will be on that. Mental health issues are very special to him, very much a concern. There'll be a special committee on education. Education is such a hot topic, and I know this past legislative session there was a big push to try, and several states did pass, but there was a push in Kansas to have school choice, and I have cited for the most part in thinking that parents do need to have more responsibility for the education of their children. And we're going to see if we can work on something there. Another thing that came up that I just found out through talking with several people in the legislature that it's very much a problem, and that is with child sex abuse cases. There's a statute of limitations a lot of times, and the children grow up and they've been abused as a child. In the statute of limitations limits their ability to prosecute the offenders. Well, we were able to pass a law this last session that will take away the statute of limitations on those cases. And so there will be a committee that will be looking into that more. And probably the biggest committee problem that will be looked at is tax cuts and taxation, because you know, there's so much. We just bought a new car, not a new car, it's 10 years old, but a new car
new
for
year.
Us. Yeah. And I went down and, you know, bought the car tags, paid this. I couldn't believe how expensive it is. I mean, I've just got elected to the legislature, but people are hurt by a lot of the taxes, property taxes. There was an effort this last year, of course, to lower the income tax rate and make it a one rate tax, increase the exemptions and so forth. There was an effort to lower the sales tax on groceries sooner than scheduled, and to help veterans and different people who are disabled Army military veterans and so forth with their taxes. And corporate sales tax, corporate income tax also rate was going down, and it unfortunately, we weren't able to get that through. These were things that were vetoed, and we weren't able to override the veto. But there will be a committee this summer, and I'd appreciate any input from anyone who is listening who has opinions on this. But we're going to try and see what we can do to lower the tax burden on people, because right now the state's sitting on several billion, billion with a B, in the bank, and we're trying to return that to the taxpayers through tax cuts and just haven't been able to find a way that would be acceptable to the governor, and so we're going to work on that.
Sure, and if you have, like I said, if you want to ask or weigh in on this, you know, give us a call, 620-251-6909, 1-800-252-KGGF. You know, what tax area do you think is maybe a burden to you? And, you know, Ron, you mentioned the different taxes on, you know, vehicles, for instance. You know, that's why people, you know, around here, maybe they might consider living in Oklahoma, because, you know, or have a car, you know, registered in Oklahoma, because the tax is so different down there. You know, they just don't have to pay that.
I know, that's a really sore point. And, you know, of course, living here, I feel it firsthand too. And it's something that is not just a difficult thing for people who are living here, but long term, that's an existential threat to our whole state, because most rural counties, including Montgomery County, we're losing about 10% of our population every decade. And it doesn't take a math whiz to figure out that it won't take too many decades before we're basically non-existent. And so we have to, part of that is the tax issue. Some of it is social issues, some of it is jobs and education opportunities. But that's long-term what I would like to see an interim committee or special committee on, is how do we retain people in the state of Kansas. Tax policy is a big part of that. And how do we recruit young families, people that want to raise their kids, start a business, live and work in Kansas? How do we recruit them? And so that's a big, big thing.
It really is. And it's something that I think, you know, like you said, having maybe a committee or whatever at the state level, because we're not the only community going through this, although it is pronounced here. So as a final few seconds, Dr. Ron Bryce, if anyone maybe wants to get a hold of you who didn't maybe have time to call in this morning and let you know what they think, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, probably the best way to reach me, if you have Facebook, go to Ron Bryce for Kansas on Facebook. And I try to post videos and different things that will be helpful on there, and you can message me. Also, you can email me at ron@ronbryce.com.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Dr. Ron Bryce, for stopping by today, and we have our Ask the Expert segment coming up.